Hello there, handsome. I'm Nurse Ruth, and I will be taking care of you today. The doctor is busy with a lot of other patients, and she said that you were a simple case just to check up. I understand you have two broken wrists and a few fractured bones in your hands. I see you were skating and fell hard, breaking everything, huh? Silly boys, always trying to show off. Well, looking at your casts, everything seems to be in order. You just won't have use of your hands until they come off. How long? Let's see, according to the file, it will be a while. You're looking at a few more months at least before there is any hope of removing them. Yes, I know not having the use of your hands is a burden. Well, anyway, do you have any other complaints that need to be checked out? Excuse me, you're having an aching sensation where? Your testicles. I see. Well, there could be a number of reasons for that. Have you fallen on them in some way? No. How about any rising knees from disgruntled women? No, huh? Well, I guess I will need to do an examination. Let me just remove your pants for you so we can have a look. Oh my god. Sorry. I mean, wow. That thing is huge. I don't mean to be so unprofessional, but Jesus, your girlfriend is a very lucky lady. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't realize you were single. Wait, she broke up with you right after your accident? What a bitch. Okay, anyway, just let me get down on my knees here and let's remove your big guy out of the way and have a look at the trouble. Oh wow, your testicles are almost as impressive as your cock. They're huge. I will need to touch them to check for any abnormalities that could explain your discomfort. Let's just have a feel. Wow, they don't even fit in the palm of my hand. I have to do them one at a time. They're like duck eggs or softballs. Christ. Okay, well, I don't feel anything abnormal. And it certainly looks like someone is very happy to see me. Okay, well, let's not let it poke my eye out. Never mind. I guess we're past that point. Look at him, like a proud soldier standing in salute. Well, looking at your testicles, I think I can see the problem. Let me ask you about your recent sexual activity. None. Oh dear. When was the last time you ejaculated? I see, it was before your girlfriend left you. Wait, am I understanding this right? So you were holding back so she could orgasm, and right after she came, she just hopped off your dick and left? And you don't take care of yourself after? Oh, I see. You thought you were going to get laid again soon after. Poor thing. Oh, and then the next day you broke your hands and that's when she dumped you? That was 2 months ago. And you can't take care of yourself because of the casts. Oh, you've tried, but no one seems to want you with those huge casts on your hands. Haven't gotten any then, huh? That's terrible. I'm sorry, I'm just thinking about it is all. I mean, I guess your pain isn't in vain, though. At least she got off right. Sometimes a man just has to take one for the team. And given how women are treated in society, let's be real. This is just about the least a man could do for us. Anyway, I'm sorry, hun. Your poor balls. Probably backed up with so much sperm. I bet your little tadpoles are just sprouting legs at this point. So it seems obvious that the aching feeling in your testicles is just a severe case of blue balls. Men really should ejaculate at least once or twice a day, and going 2 entire months without release is bound to cause some issues. The good news is, it isn't dangerous or anything like that, but we really should have you properly ejaculate. Given your situation, it will probably be best to work you up so that we can drain as much as possible out of those big nuts. If we go too quickly, you won't get it all out, and aching will come back sooner rather than later. The other thing is, we need to mimic a pussy to really trick your body into releasing as much as possible. So I'm going to use my hand and I will hold it tight. I only have my own to go on here, so I suppose I am about this tight. What do you mean? You've never been with a girl that tight? Flatterer. And we will also need to use a similar lubrication. Luckily, we keep Vaseline here. You've never been with a girl this slippery either. Well, then I guess this will feel amazing for you, huh? Okay, so here we go. Holy, you are thick. I can barely get my hand around it. I have to say, it's really unfair. We women have our assets on prominent display. You know how big our boobs and butts are just by looking. In order for us to find out if our man is well endowed, we basically have to get him completely naked. Maybe if women knew you were packing such a huge tool, they would be willing to help you out. Oh man, look at your face right now. I guess too much of testosterone building up really messes with a guy. Whoa there, killer. No shooting off just yet. Look at your cock bobbing up and down. I even see some pre-cum starting to dribble. But we need to take our time and really get you to explode. That way your body will let as much of it out as possible. Let's start again. Man, I cannot get over how huge this thing is. Maybe I should use two hands. You'd like that? Okay. I can't imagine how great this is going to feel. I usually come a few times a day if I had to wait as long as you did. Well, that was close. You tried to trick me and act like you weren't about to come, but I could feel you pulsing. I know when to let go. Gosh, you have so much pre-cum, you're like a leaky faucet. Now don't try to trick me. I'm basically your only hope of releasing all that tension in your body. Just relax. You're in good hands. Yes, I know it is making them ache worse, but it will all be worth it once you get all that semen out of your heavy balls. I know. Does that feel good? You're getting close, huh? All right, this is it, sweetie. No tricks, nothing. I think you're finally ready to explode. And I can't wait to see the fireworks show this monster dong is gonna put on for me. I wish I could have ridden it, but that would just be unprofessional. I'm gonna go a bit faster. Oh man, look at you. Your cock is bursting at the seams. Your balls are getting tight in their pouch. You're almost there. Oh yes, baby. Come on, you got this. Oh shit. I'm sorry. Hold on. Just let me see who this is. Please, I know you're in a bit of pain, but keep your groaning down. Yes? Has it really been that long? Yes, I know. He just needed a basic check-in, but he had some questions and I've been answering them. Okay, I understand. Yes, he and I are done. I will send him on his way. Sorry, back. So I'm really sorry about this, but you need to get going. I know you were right there, but I really need to move on to other patients. The doctor told me I've spent way too much time in here with you, and she's right. Here, let me help you with your pants. Better be careful with the zipper, huh? Or else you'll never be able to finish. Ouchie. Okay, here we go. Oh, honey, I'm sorry. I know I basically just recreated the same condition that happened months ago, and I know I just made them ache 10 times worse. I really wish I could have finished you off, but duty calls. You know what just occurred to me? If I had just let you explode right away, like you almost did, you would feel significantly better. But no. I insist on building you up right to the edge a bunch of times. Now your balls are probably so blue they're purple. Oh, don't take it so hard, if you'll pardon the pun. The bright side is, maybe this will motivate you to really get out there and get some, huh? And it's not like you were going to come in a real pussy anyway. It would be so much better if it were inside a real woman. In the meantime, I recommend taking cold showers and applying ice to help with swelling. Hopefully I will see you at our next appointment in a few months. Good luck out there, sweetie.